Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Is that a good verse? Hey, I like that verse, don't you, brother? Who is that that gave you and me that kind of power? Amen. If Jesus is talking, behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons. All power is given to you over them. How much?
All.
Is that good news?
Yes.
That's good news. So all you got to do, you can take a little precious lady like you, that if you walk holy and obedient to God's word, you can lay your hand on somebody and cast a demon out, and God is sitting right there, your big brother, and that demon, he looks at you and say, I ain't afraid of you. But the king that's sitting over on this side says, but you better pay attention to my daughter. And he says, I'm afraid of you. Because he's the word, right? When we speak, that's the battle. That's what's going on. So you don't have to be a big, powerful man or woman. You can be, just like you can be Cody. Little Cody came here years ago when he was 6 years old and got healed of a food allergy problem. Couldn't eat nothing without enzymes. And he sat here and listened to me talk about this. Behold, I've given you power to tread on the devil and his demons. All power is given you. They shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not that these evil spirits have to be subject to you. He came up here and I told him, I said, what's wrong with you? He was the first little boy up. And he said, I can't eat anything. I throw up every time. 6 years old. I said, Cody, it's just a demon. I'm going to kick this demon out, and he's going to leave. And I said, I'm going to break the curse over you. Now, but you got to believe. And I said, if you believe, you don't need no more medicine. Okay, I did it, and he's gone. Mom and Dad was here helping when we got through, put up chairs and everything else. And then right near the end, they said, Cody, come up here. We want Brother Thurman to pray for you. He said, Mom, he already prayed for me. I said, no, Cody, Dad and Mom got to be with you. He said, no, I went up there, Brother Thurman, cast them demons out of me. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And Mama, Cody, come on. He said, no, Mom, it's done. It's done. I believe it's done. Well, Mama's a little upset with Cody. So they go home, and she gets home, and she said, fix supper. And she said, okay, Cody, after dinner here, you have to take your enzymes so you don't throw up. He said, Mama, I'm healed. I'm not taking those enzymes. She said, look, Cody, you've not been very good to me all day. You've not done what I said. Now, I'm just going to give you this warning. If you don't take this medication and you throw up, I'm going to bust your bottom. He said, Mama, that's okay. I'm going to trust Jesus.
Amen.
Did that little six-year-old hear anything? So a couple, two or three months later, they come back to a healing school, and she says, you know, Thurman, I got to say that for 6 years, Cody upchucked his food every time we didn't give him the enzymes. But since we were here, he has eaten anything he wants to, and he has never had a problem throwing up his food. And then about a year later, when it was, they was back one more time, and she said, can I give a testimony today? I said, sure, Irene. She come and she said, the faith of my little son is absolutely beyond me. She said, the other day I woke up, and I had a great big round yellow and red thing on my side. She said, the next day I woke up, I had two of them, and they were as big as a dinner plate. She said, I went to the phone and called the doctor to make an appointment. And my son, 7 years old, said, Mama, what did you call the doctor for? He said, well, son, I've got these two big old boils on my side. He said, Mama, can I see them? So she said, I pulled up my blouse, said, look. Oh, he said, Mama, don't you remember what Brother Thurman said? Those are just demons. And don't you remember what he said in Luke 10:19-20? All power is given to me over them things. Said, Mama, I'll cast them demons out of you. Said, them demons ain't going to have my mama. So her little seven-year-old son reached up, laid his hands on those two things, and quoted that verse right there and said, you demons of hell, you come out of my mama, and don't you come back in the name of Jesus. And she said, Thurman, within an hour, those things were half the size. I canceled the doctor appointment. The next morning when I woke up, they were completely gone.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? A little 6 or a 7-year-old believes more than a grown adult? We know too much, folks. We're too stiff-necked. But a little 6-year-old... If God tells a 6-year-old he has power over the demons and all he got to do is cast them out, they have to be a subject, he believes it. And it works. Now, how much power do we have over the devil? What is it we don't understand about all? One of these days I'm going to have a class on English. I'm not very good at it. But all, A-L-L, what does it mean? So when we get our sins repented of, when we speak to a demon, what does he have to do? He has to leave. But you know what we do? We speak it and then we say, maybe we say it real quietly, or maybe we do it after we walk out and say, you know, nobody's listening now, but I sure hope this is going to work. It's just like, I got to tell this on the... Is Krista here? No, Krista didn't come today. Okay. Krista and Phil, he's back there, but Krista and Phil got a precious little girl. The other day, their little girl came down with a pink eye. And Mama saw this, all weeping out of her eye. First thought was, oh, I got to take my baby to the doctor. Now, they work for the ministry. Then the Lord put the thought in her heart, but it is written, Krista, my word, I've given you power over the enemy. Anything you ask me in my name, I'll do it for you. So she said, I went and opened the Bible and read some of those scriptures, and I said, it is written. And she read these powerful promises, and she prayed. She said a few hours later, the little eye still weeping. I mean, that's her first little girl, too, you know. She loves her with all her heart. And that thought comes to her mind. You know, you really need to take her to the doctor. And she said, I'm almost thinking about doing that. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, no, it is written. And so she said, I stand, open my Bible again and say, God, right here in your word, it is written. She does that 3 or 4 times that day. Every time the enemy would say, but you better take her to the doctor. She said, but it is written. Put her to bed that night. It is written. And the next morning when Kristen and Phil's baby woke up, not a sign of a mark or a run in that eye. It's perfect clear and has been perfect and clear ever since. What do you think that did for little Krista's faith? How much power do we have over the enemy when he comes by? Why don't we start believing him? Why don't we make sure all sins is repented of? Stand on God's mighty word. Did Jesus make that statement to you? Behold, I give unto you power. Behold, I give unto you authority to trample on the devil and his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. You think that really means what it says? If it really means, don't you think we ought to... If anything, the devil or anything tries to come upon us to do anything to us, first thing we need to do is say, Lord, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong, Lord? Was I grumbling and complaining? Was I doing something that I shouldn't be doing? Was I upset with somebody? Was I upset with my spouse? Or was I upset with a neighbor or one of my children? What did that? Have I been grumbling and complaining? What have I done wrong, Lord? Lord, if you don't tell me, I repent anyway. I repent. I tell you, I promise you, Lord, with all my heart, I'll walk holy and obedient to your word. Now then, Lord, that I've repented. You said I have power over the devil. So in the name of Jesus, you got to leave. You can't stay. In the name of Jesus, it's done. So you go look at your little girl after a while. The thing's still there. You say, you may still be there, but you ain't going to be there long because I have commanded you to leave, and it is written. No doubt in your heart. Hours later, even the next morning, if you wake up, it's still there. You say, devil, you better go pick up your stuff and pack your bags because you're out of here in the name of Jesus. And sometimes it takes even days to drive out the devil. I had an experience myself one time. It took me 4 days of intensive warfare. After I committed one little sin, that devil come on me. It took me 4 days to drive him out. And when I finally drove him out, that day I was the most violent I have ever been in my life with the devil. And I finally kicked him out that fourth day. And when I kicked him out, he was instantly gone, just like that. And I was made well. And it was so startled me. I sat back in my truck and I said, wow, Lord, this is something. And all of a sudden, in a great big marquee flying through the clouds, I saw Matthew 11:12. Matthew 11:12. I said, Lord, I have read that verse 100 times, but I've never understood it till right now. Look what that says. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven. Where's the kingdom of heaven? In us. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Who do you think we suffer violence from? The enemy. The devil. But the violent take it by force. If you know you've repented of every sin, you know you're not walking in sin, and the devil refuses to leave, you take that verse and you kick him out. You get bold and violent, and you command him to leave in the name of Jesus, and don't even be set up to take no for an answer. If God said you have power over the devil, then how much power do you have over him? All. So do you have to put up with the devil? Not if you got your sins repented of. But sometimes he'll be persistent. He don't want to give up easy. But you have to take it by force with it is written. Just like Krista did the other day with her baby. Boy, was she on fire the next day when they come to work. Wow. She was really a happy little gal. She's going to be a faith girl, you know it? We train our children up when they're young, like Phil and Krista. See Phil back there, he's a young man. I prayed over him 11, 12 years ago. He had all them warts and scars all over his body. God took all the warts and scars off of Phil's body. So when you ask Phil, does God really do miracles? Yeah, he'll tell you God does miracles because he got one. He got one. You ought to ask Phil, do you have any pictures of you when you were little? You know they had no pictures. He looked so horrific. He didn't want no pictures. How many children do you know that's 11 years old? You don't have no pictures of them. Everybody wants pictures of their children. But they didn't want no pictures of him. He looked awful. Had hundreds of big old warts all over his body. Burned them off. Had scars where they burned them off. And I went up and asked God to take those things off. God took the warts off and the scars off. Today he don't have a wart or a scar on his body. And he is grateful to the Lord. That's why he does what he does for God today. That's why he's working for us. He's working for Jesus, and he knows he's working for Jesus.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.